This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran State TV says the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state's electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and it would last three or four days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern port city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said that the plant could not be working since it could not buy the needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions placed on it. Afghanistan's former president says that the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is now leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at the highest point, and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He also said the international community came here 20 years ago with this clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point today, so they have failed. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.